You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this episode is all about gaming and anime games specifically, or anime-inspired games, games that have that kind of anime aesthetic. And if you're like me, I'm not only an anime fan, but I'm also a huge gaming fan, and I have been a fan of playing games and playing video games since I was a kid. And sometimes the hobby of anime and gaming often merge together into this one kind of very stylized hobby. So I love playing games from my favorite franchises, favorite anime specifically, such as Naruto, One Piece, Demon Slayer, and it seems that we're getting more and more anime themed games, anime franchise games, as the years kind of go on. And although that's great, sometimes they can fall flat. And in this episode, I want to go through some anime games that we saw at Nintendo Direct that was earlier this month. Go through some of the games I'm super, super hyped about this week, but in general. And also go through a new game that's coming that I'm really surprised has even been announced. To say how new the anime actually is, even though the manga is not particularly new, the anime is and how popular it is. So stay with me, we'll go through the bucket list update, a little sponsor, and then we'll be right back. So before we dive into today's episode, we'll do a bucket list update, because for the first time in what feels like ages, I've actually managed to make some good, solid progress on my bucket list challenge. So cannot wait to update you guys on that one. Super, super pleased with that one. And then we'll dive into the first game for this episode. So let's have a little break and we'll come back with the bucket list update. Everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick just to let you all know about my Etsy shop, Chibi Weeb Anime. Over on the Etsy shop, you'll find a bunch of anime goodies, including enamel pins, stationery, keyrings, jewelry, and a whole bunch more. All for you to add that anime aesthetic of your favourite characters or shows to any bag, clothing, or anything else around the house you'd like to add it to. Down in the show notes, you'll find the link to the shop where you can shop with free UK delivery or worldwide shipping options as well. That's Chibi Weeb Anime over on Etsy. Happy shopping, and thank you for supporting the Etsy shop. So before we dive into today's episode, I want to do a bucket list challenge update as per usual. And if you're new to the podcast or new to the YouTube channel, every week I'll give an update on my anime bucket list challenge update for the year. The poster behind me, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the little poster segments, and each one of those is an anime that I need to watch this year. And it doesn't matter in what order, I just need to complete the entire poster of 100 animes before the year is over. And so far, it's been slow progress. I am not going to lie to you, it has been very slow progress so far. The poster is pretty silver, but this week I've managed to scratch off quite a few. So I've also finished off Erased, which is one of the ones, it's an anime that I never actually heard of before the poster, if I'm honest. It's one of the ones that's never been recommended. It's never really caught my eye either, but oh my god, this anime felt like an entire, like, proper full-budget Hollywood movie. It was amazing. It's so kind of intense and gritty. The pacing is amazing. The animation's amazing. And it's, without giving too much away, if you're interested, it is about a guy that gets revived and kind of goes back in time to help solve a kidnap and murder from his childhood and kind of tries to save all his friends. It is honestly one of the best anime I watched in a very long time, and I flew through it. I watched it in about 2 days, and yes, I know some people will say you can watch it in one day, but I do work full-time as well, so, you know, but it honestly is one of the best anime I've watched for a long time. It kept me absolutely hooked. And not hooked is in the sense of, oh, I kind of want to know what find out what happens. I'm hooked in a sense of, I need to know whether this character unalives. Do they make it through? What happens next? Is he going to revive? Is he going to step back in time further? What happens to his mom? It is, honestly, it kept me guessing. It kept me on the edge of my seat. If you're into that kind of mystery, kind of horror, I guess, it does kind of fit into that kind of vibe of an anime, this has to be up your watch list. It has to be on your watch list. It is honestly one of the most amazing anime I've watched for a long time. And this is why I kind of love this challenge. This challenge has brought me so many new anime that I've not heard of, or maybe ones I've not really bothered with. And it's honestly, it's bringing new anime to me constantly. And one that I did finish off was one of the Ghibli films, which was Ponyo. And Ponyo is one that I knew about, I've not watched it, and I finished it this week. And this one, I have a mixed feeling about. The animation for this one is gorgeous because, yes, it's Ghibli and it looks stunning. It's a gorgeous anime and one that's very calming to watch. As I always say with any Ghibli film, they're very, very calming. This one, however, it didn't have the same kind of vibe for me, or the same kind of, like, I don't feel the same about this one as I do Spirited Away or My Neighbor Totoro or Howl's Moving Castle, those kind of ones. Those are my absolute top tier Ghibli films. And Ponyo, I know some people love it, it just wasn't for me, but I'm glad I watched it either way. I don't know why, I don't know if it felt too childlike for me. It is very, very childlike from the story point of view, but it is nice. So I'm glad I watched it. It's not one of my favourite ones, but it's off the list. It has been scratched off, so I'm more than happy with that. But this week, I also made a big effort to take one of this user's comments on board on their recommendation on what I should watch next, and I started One Punch Man. Thank you for that recommendation. So I am on Series 1, Episode 6 at the moment, and this is an anime, speaking of the bucket list, that I know of, and I know it's super popular, and I know people recommend this a lot to people, and it never, ever kind of tickled my fancy. It never, ever made me want to watch it. I kind of thought, it's not for me, it's a lot of punches, that's kind of, sounds boring if I'm honest. But wow, it is giving me Mob Psycho 100 vibes. It's funny, it's like literally laugh out loud funny. The animation's awesome, the pacing's awesome. I'm on episode 6 of season 1, and there's 2 seasons, so 24 episodes in total, which is 12 in each. And I am so, so happy for this recommendation. I am recording this episode right now I'm on episode 7, I'm about to watch episode 7. And I need to record this episode as fast as I can, get this done so I can kind of return to it and finish episode 7 and finish the entire series of the anime. Honestly, awesome. So, so good. It's so different to what I thought as well. I'm glad for that. This is why I like doing the bucket list challenge. And this is why sometimes you can get stuck in a rut watching the same types of anime. And although this is a shonen technically, it has a different vibe to it. And it likes to take the mick out of itself, take the fun out of itself, and take the fun out of its main character that's totally like a goofball, but is absolutely overpowered completely. But doesn't act that way at all in like normal human life. So honestly, if you haven't watched this, do watch this. Maybe you can watch it along with side with me. It's amazing. I think I'll be finished with this one pretty soon at the pace I'm going at it from. So honestly, amazing recommendation. Thank you so much. But enough of a bucket list challenge update. Let's take a little mini break, super, super quick, and then we'll dive into the first game that I honestly cannot wait to start playing and it comes out, it came out today at the time of this episode going out live. So hang tight and we'll dive into the first game. If you're like me, you love to dive into some tasty treats while enjoying your favourite anime and watch your favourite characters battle it out. Now you can experience Japan from home with Boxu. Boxu delivers to your door the experience of authentic Japanese snacks, candies and teas sourced directly from Japan. From century-old family makers, every box you purchase supports these family-run businesses in Japan help keep their traditions alive. On your first order, you'll receive the Seasons of Japan box with 20 to 22 snacks, candies and a tea pairing as well. Sign up for your first box down in the show notes and experience Japan from home. The first game on this list that I am so excited about, and I'm so glad this franchise has got more stuff like this, is Spy Family, and it's the new Spy Anya Operation Memories game. And this one looks super cute, super cozy, and it looks very kind of playful and kind of, it gives me Animal Crossing vibes a little bit more from a vibe and kind of feel for the game, not the actual activities. But this one on the website says, Anya Forger has a new assignment from school and it's creating a photo diary. And it says, let's create memories by going to school on weekdays while going out on all sorts of exciting places like the beach or an art museum on days off and in search of subjects to photograph. Take memorable pictures to complete her diary. By living out the daily life as Anya in the world of Spy Family, will Anya be able to complete her photo diary? This one looks right on my street. It looks super playful. It looks like you play little moments from the anime as well. So like yours cooking before her brother, where they kind of do the cooking together as well, both cooking themed. There's ones where very early on, I think in season one, where we see Anya kind of do some working out with Yor. There's some great moments, some more spy-themed stuff with Lloyd as well. It looks super, super fun, and I honestly cannot wait to play this game. It came out today, June 28th, at the time of this episode going out. So this one, I'm sure I'll see clips of this all over TikTok and social media, so I cannot wait to get my hands on this one, which is Spy Anya, the new Spy Family game. The Ace Attorney games are so popular and so popular. It has its own anime series as well. I'm not sure how many series that has, but you can watch it over on Crunchyroll. But a part of the Nintendo Direct, they also shared a new Investigations Collections game ready for new players and continuing players of the franchise. So it releases on September 6th, and this one, it says you can play as Miles Edgeworth in the entire series, obviously. In Ace Attorney Investigations Miles Edgeworth and Ace Attorney Investigations 2 Prosecutor's Gambit, with the last one now being in English, whereas before it never actually was. So this one is great if you're maybe like me, maybe you know the franchise but you never actually played the game or even actually watched the anime. This is great to kind of dip a toe into the games. And you kind of get a 2-for-1 deal with this one as well. So super, super exciting. So I think this is one of the ones I used to love a mystery game. So I think this one is on my list of ones to purchase. So I'm going to keep my eyes out for September for when this launches. And I might share some clips later on when this does come out and me trying to solve the mysteries. I'm probably failing too miserably because as much as I love those kind of games, I'm not very good at them at all. I need all of the hints I can get to finish those games. But super, super fun. If you're a massive fan of either the anime, maybe you could dip a toe into the games and vice versa with this one. Fairy Tail 2 is coming and this one has got so much hype. The anime Fairy Tail is almost like a modern icon in terms of anime and it is actually on my bucket list. So I do need to move this up, but I'm a little bit intimidated by it as well because I believe it's actually got a long anime season. But this one is absolutely beloved as an anime and also beloved as a game series as well. So this one says you can experience the dramatic retelling of the Alvarez Empire arc from Fairy Tail, which also happens to be its final chapter. Join Natsu and his friend in this action RPG from Koei Tecmo and Gust when Fairy Tail 2 flies to Switch this winter. So this one is so, so hyped. And from the trailer, this looks like an amazing game, I have to say. Although I've not dived into the Fairy Tail anime myself, it is on the list, so at some point I will do. This one looks super, super. Even I got hyped watching this, even though I've not even played the first one or even watched the anime. So if you're a Fairy Tail fan, honestly, I could not be happier for you with this game. It looks superb. The last kind of anime aesthetic game that I kind of wanted to share from the Nintendo Direct was the 100 Line Last Defense Academy. And this one initially grabbed me in from the visuals and also the super cute but kind of creepy school mascot that we saw in the trailer. So this one is all about Takumi Tsumino, who lives an unremarkable life until he was forced to transfer to the Last Defense Academy. His mission, protect the school from mysterious enemies known as the School Invaders for 100 days. As Takumi delves into the enigmatic truth for the school alongside 15 of his companions, each looking to reclaim their lost everyday lives. Explore the school, prepare for battles with your friends, and then engage in invading creatures in strategic RPG battles. This one looks right up my street from a kind of fighting JRPG kind of vibe, and I'm super intrigued by why some of the monsters look super colourful, and that really creepy school mascot that it's like a little ghost looking thing, and I'm super, super up for anything that's spooky. So I really, really, I'm intrigued by this game, and I want to know why 100 days, what happens after that, where did these kind of creatures come from, why are they invading the school, and yeah, I cannot wait to see this released. So the Nintendo Direct alone gave us quite a few anime-inspired or anime-themed franchise games for us to kind of really dive into as anime fans this year and early next year. And it kind of makes me think about how many of these games we're kind of getting, and it does make me a little bit anxious of the quality of some of them. Jujutsu Kaisen Curse Clash released not long ago, and it's received a really bad reputation, and it only makes sense for them to kind of release a game for Jujutsu Kaisen. The movie did so well, the series for season 1 and 2 has done phenomenally well, but the game absolutely flopped. On Google, it's got a rating of 3 out of 5 stars, with most of them even being lower than that. It adapts areas of the first season and Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, and it kind of has like these moments of you play through the game and it has clips and little like stills from those areas, and this had all the potential to be such a good game. But is this kind of flop of a game a sign that studios need to be super, super careful when creating games for their franchises? This had all the potential to be an amazing game, and part of me can only think that they rushed this game out in order to just move copies and get some money in for the third season. And it's this kind of production of games that makes me scared for other areas of anime games going forward. If Jujutsu Kaisen can make a game flop like it did, makes me anxious for like another One Piece game or even the Spy X Family game that I'm actually really hyped about. It does make me nervous for its actual life after the trailers that we see. Now, it wasn't all bad. Not everyone gave Jujutsu Kaisen Curse Clash a bad rep, but no one either gave it a great one or a pretty good one either. So it does make me a little bit nervous. Am I the only one that has that kind of vibe? And it does make me nervous for the next game that's been hyped so, so much, which is the new Kaiju number 8 game. And yes, we're already seeing a Kaiju number 8 game in production. We've even got a trailer and everything. This is one of the ones I did not expect to even be a thing until maybe even next year. Over here in the West, we can take a while to get merch or anything that's not the manga and the streaming anime for a good while until it kind of we start seeing merch. It takes a while, it takes a long time. But a trailer's already been shared for the new game coming to mobile devices and PC, so it'll be available on the App Store, Google Play and Steam even, but I'm really hoping for a platform release. I'd love to play this kind of game on my PlayStation, not my phone, but I think I'll really try and play it on maybe my Mac or my iPad. I think those will be the ones that I'll kind of end up going for. But this one looks amazing. This one, it looks a little bit like it's a bit too good to be true, if I'm honest. It looks an absolutely stellar game from a production point of view. It's not got much of the gameplay in it just yet. It's got a lot of cinematic feel to the trailer, so I'm yet to see some actual gameplay properly. But from this first trailer, this looks immense. In my local Gachapon store, I've already started seeing capsule toys for Kaijun and Break, like little figures and keychains. So it feels like Kaijun and Break has got all the funding behind it to really push its promotion, push its franchise, push its merchandise. So it's surprising to see them so early. I'm a little bit shook by how early merch has landed here in the UK, maybe even other areas of the West. For this franchise, it's not even finished yet. It finishes this Saturday, so I do need to catch up a little bit. I think I'm two episodes behind. But I'm so hyped to see this kind of push from a franchise to really just carry on that anime franchise from a merch point of view. Sometimes it can take a while, but we're already seeing Gachapon, we're already seeing the game trailer, and we've not got a release date yet for the game, but I'm so hyped. This is just going to be like a Kaijun and Break fighting game. I'm so here for it. There's a huge, like, demonic-looking kaiju that's in the main game trailer, and it looks mean. It looks so good. This one could go really hard as a game, and I'm really hoping this does not go down the same kind of route as Jujutsu Kaisen Clash did. I don't think, with it being such a new anime, it can take a kind of fail or a flop like that. So I'm sure somewhere behind this has got a huge amount of funding for this game. The trailer alone looks like it cost a whole wad of cash to appeal to make. So I cannot wait for this to release. I think when this does get more information, I'll do another episode kind of fully on Kaijun number 8 and its game. So I'll keep my eyes out. If you find anything, do let me know. Find me on social media and send me the clips. Send me the little, like, tidbits of information, and I'll collate them all together and we'll put them into one Kaijun and Break game episode. So I'm actually really hyped to kind of see that all come together. So this episode has been a little bit of something for both anime fans and gamers alike, and anyone that enjoys a kind of anime inspired, anime aesthetic kind of game. I really hope you kind of got some new games on your wish list or shopping list for specifically the Switch, but who knows, some of these may be coming to other platforms as well. I think the Spy Family game is coming to Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, all kind of major platforms as well. So this one you should be able to get anywhere, but some of the other ones were specifically shared for the Switch. So I'm unsure about those ones, but there are some great new games coming our way, such as the Kaiju number 8 game. And the year is nowhere near out yet. We've got September, which is kind of known for the really big launches of games, so I am in no doubt that we'll see some really awesome big titles come in for the kind of holiday season. I would bet some money that there's going to be a new One Piece game. One Piece Odyssey has been out for a little while now. I've not finished it, I'm not gonna lie. I wish I had, but I am stuck on it, guys. I cannot move off one bit. And maybe I really need to try and get past it. I need to just go full throttle on it. But it's been out for a while, so I'm intrigued whether they'll show something else. In July, we do have One Piece Day as well, so I would not be surprised if they don't mention another One Piece game for One Piece Day. So I think that's on the back end of July, so nearly August. So that would make sense from a game release point of view as well, for September, October, holiday kind of time. So I'm super excited for some more anime games. I need to finish some of my anime games before I get some more, but hey ho, it's go with the flow. We'll play the games when they come out. We maybe won't finish one, maybe we won't, maybe we will, maybe we won't. But I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I hope you've got some shopping lists for new anime games, maybe even some new anime to check out, like Ace Attorney or Fairy Tail as well from this episode. Enjoy your next week of anime viewings. If you've got any more recommendations, such as the One Punch Man recommendation of what I should check out on my bucket list next, do let me know and I'll see what I can push up my watch list, even though the watch list is super long. But this week, a lot of the anime that from the spring season has started to run out now. They're starting to be on their last one or two episodes. So a lot of time is about to be made for the new summer season of anime. If you've not watched that episode, do go back and watch that one. I'll put a link down if you're watching on YouTube in the corner here. So do check that out and build your list ready for July. We're like 2 days away from July, so super, super soon from the new season. And a lot of hyped anime on that list, if I do say so myself. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Thank you for subscribing. Please do subscribe if you haven't already. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on. It really does help and support the show in ways you honestly cannot imagine, and they're free and quick to do. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Remember to like and subscribe, and I'll see you next Friday. Thank you very much, guys. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime to discover and love.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.